This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Vignesh Raja. Vignesh, how are you?
Hi, Henrik. I'm good.
Vignesh, who are you and what do you do?
Henrik, basically I'm based in Dubai and I represent a company called Victor Keening, which is a commodity brokers and a private equity firm based out of United Arab Emirates. And we do have offices around the world. So I basically take care of the strategy and business development. And I also scout startups and been involved in a lot of tech startups, basically around strategy and business development in the past few years.
Vignesh, how are you involved with blockchain?
The concept of blockchain before it was, you know, the global phenomenon for the past few years. It all, as you know, it enrolled from the Bitcoin space. So it all started in 2013 or 14, where we first started the first Bitcoin exchange in UAE. And that's how I got involved in the Bitcoin blockchain space, where a gentleman named Bruce Benton from the U.S., he conducted a conference called the Bitcoin Conference in Dubai. And that's how I got very much familiar with the Bitcoin space, I would say blockchain space. So we started my first exchange here. Then after that, I've been involved in multiple government entities and the private enterprises in promoting the technology, primarily through the Bitcoin space. And I'm also one of the founders of the Dubai Blockchain Council, which has become a huge thing right now. Our primary strategy is to promote the technology behind the Bitcoin. So the past few years, we have been instrumental and in promoting the technology, which is the blockchain technology, and also have been involved in some of the projects using the blockchain technology. And so primarily I'm focusing on projects around the financial sector and capital markets using the blockchain technology. So the past few years, it started from Bitcoin, and right now I'm more focusing on the technology behind the Bitcoin.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Yes, that's a great question. So the biggest challenge, I would say, is basically educating people what is the blockchain technology. See, some of the people misunderstand the whole concept. They think confuse is blockchain with Bitcoin. So basically, they think everything you talk about blockchain is coin. So basically, they don't understand. It's two different things, right? So another thing is most of the people, like some of the people that we talk to, especially the C-level executives and people in the financial banking space, the tech part of it. And from my perspective, it's a bit complicated for the management team to understand how it works and how game-changing or disruptive it is. So that is the biggest challenge that we are facing. The second thing is the government entities. Due to the regulations on compliance, and it's been a little bit of a hurdle, especially with the licensing part and in the financial space, because there's huge amount of restrictions in the compliance and the regulations, especially in the financial side. And that's why the challenge I've been facing for the past few years. Now, regarding the success, for me in UAE, the government, especially the Prime Minister's Office of Dubai, has been very, very, very proactive. And they first initiated the whole Dubai Global Blockchain Initiative. And now it's part of the Dubai Future Foundation, where they have invited companies from the blockchain space. Companies like Consensus, Ethereum, companies like DX Markets, and so many companies are IBM. They have created the ecosystem of all the government companies, private enterprises, telecom providers, and you also have the local startups. Everybody are there in part of the ecosystem, and I feel things are going to go great, especially from the blockchain space in the coming years to come. And with the government planning to do the Expo 2020, and they already announced officially that 2020 for the blockchain in UAE. This is a great victory for the people in the industry.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Yeah, that's a nice question again. So, I cannot talk about the most of the industries because I'm not an expert there. But from what I could see is, since I've been involved in mostly in the payments and digital asset space through the company that we are involved in called DX Markets, it's a Singapore-based firm. What we could see is there's a lot of disruption that's going to happen, especially in the payments and also in the digital asset space. And payments, most possibly, as you know, it's a peer-to-peer. It's very frictionless, and it offers portability. So that's why I could see a lot of disruptions happening there. And probably they might be replacing the traditional payment gateways of Visa and MasterCard and very soon. And that's why, you know, Visa even started to release they've already started working with the blockchain-based companies, especially Chain.com, which is again invested by Visa. They recently open-sourced their whole blockchain and reinventing their business model. And that's why I could see a lot of disruptions happening to start off with. And moving forward, it might get into other industries. But I feel this the first point of change will happen from payments. And other thing might change is digital identity, where the blockchain gives you it's a great tool basically, in wherein we can actually identify a person by biometric, and you know, you can also it gives a transparency and all those things, which is a perfect use case for digital identity. And I could see a lot of startups already working on a very great use cases for government enterprises, in especially in KYC and AML space. And that's where I could see there'll be a lot of disruptions. These are the two areas to start off with, and probably in other sectors like loyalty, can be supply chain or trade finance, which I believe it'll take some more time because a lot of parties are involved, and it might take at least 10 or 15 years down the line. You'll have all the trade finance documents, and you'll have all the loyalty points, everything going on the blockchain. That might happen in the future. But to start off with, I think it'll start off with the identity and the payment space.
Vignesh, how will people make money with blockchain?
So, when you look at the blockchain, it's a more generic statement, but it depends on the business model. And it depends on the audience that you are creating, right? Mm-hmm. So, from our point of view, what we are trying to do is we are coming out with few products, which is on the blockchain. And that is more related to crowdsourcing, and it's more related to peer-to-peer economy. So I would say people will have direct access to what they want. And instead of intermediaries, you'll have a peer-to-peer access. And you don't have to, so that's why people will make more money, where they don't have to give commissions to their intermediaries. This is what I could say. Because it's a very generic statement. And I cannot say on behalf of different businesses. From what I could see is, companies like in payments, for example, a payment processor, a big payment processor doesn't have to give their commissions to the number of people involved before. Like we had, you know, have the merchant acquirers, you have the issuer, you have all the Visa gateways and all those things. You don't need all that through the blockchain now. And even for cross-border, there are a lot of innovations happening. People are trying to say that even they're trying to, companies like Ripple are trying to replace Shift, and Shift is actually replacing their business model. So I could see the intermediaries part moving over, and that cost, that profit might add up to the person who is sending across, or it can change. So that's what I could say. So from my point of view, from our business, I think it's just removing the intermediaries to start off with, and the companies can make a lot of money.
Vignesh, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
I would say people, I've been approached by a lot of banks and a lot of people asking about blockchain and what can we do about it. Now, most of the problem what's happening is people don't even look into the fundamentals. And right now, I'd say it's more like in the hype stage, where everybody talks about blockchain and very few people can actually implement the technology. Hey, from my perspective, you need three things to do a very good product development, which is you need to have a knowledge of the user needs. You need to have knowledge of the business, and you need to the technology. And the technology space, only a small part. But, you know, all the three has to be interlinked. So I would say when you develop a product or you come out with a use case, make sure you actually cover all the three needs. Then you start off with anything related to blockchain or any other technologies. The logic remains the same. And it's the 101 of product development. And for the past few months at least, I've been approached by a lot of companies. They're like banks, especially. They're like, okay, well, this company has done this. Can we do a blockchain-based product? And can we do this? Can we do that? I mean, can we immediately replace Shift and immediately start doing it? The problem is they look into the PR and they look into the media. What you see is it's not the reality. There's actually a lot of depth to it. And blockchain is, yes, it's a revolutionary technology, but it's not going to replace everything what you're doing right now. It's not a magic wand. It'll take time, and it'll only work with, from what I could see, is it'll only substitute few things, and it'll have to work with the ecosystem. That'll take some more time. So I would suggest you reach out to the right experts and the right people and do some research before coming to a conclusion. This is my advice.
Great. Well, thanks, Vignesh.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.